Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, July 21st, 2009. All the geek and none of the murky brine.
I was wondering who was fine today.
Nobody needed that. Apparently nobody.
Nobody's
apparently,
fine today?
Apparently not, sir.
It's Tuesday.
Because while I'm trying to bring the world with me and change everything, being Billy Flynn,
the revolution will be broadcast.
Apparently some of us aren't that happy today. I'm not going to name names, but I will point at the Bruce.
Come on, Grizzly Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll shave sooner or later.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking like Grizzly Adams.
And then that'll make you happy if you shave. Okay.
Make somebody happy.
Hey now, would you like to watch me shave? Watch me shave. Creepy. This date started 1866. Milan Loomis transmitted and received the first man-made radio signals. Most of that equipment still being used at my day job.
Probably, yeah, I've seen this stuff.
1925, John T. Scopes found guilty of violating state law for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution and fined $100.
Ooh, the Scopes monkey trial.
Yeah, because obviously that conviction was later overturned. This date, 1931, WXAB, CBS's first TV station, transmitted in New York and announced the first regular seven-day-a-week TV broadcasting in the United States.
Wow. What was it before, just like 8 days a week?
They just showed like for every two hours once in a while.
What do you got going on now?
Always sit there. You never know when we'll put a show on. Oh, honey, I can't move. 1951, the NAACP protested the TV version of Amos and Andy, calling it, quote, a gross libel on the Negro and distortion of the truth, unquote. Have you not watched any of the Wayans? No. I'm
just, not in 1951.
Not the Wayans brothers, but I'm just, look at some of the stuff out now. Amos and Andy, good show.
Well,
fantastic show. 1972, George Carlin was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and profanity on stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I mean, did nobody see Little Man?
Seven dirty words you can't say on anything.
No one saw white chicks. This date, 1984, the first robot-related fatality in the U.S. occurred in Jackson, Mississippi.
And the overlord starts taking over right about then there.
Yep, yep. Nothing we can do to stop it. Not a damn thing. Birthday is saying happy birthday to Rory Culkin. He's 20 now. That's Morgan Hessen Signs. Remember Morgan? Little Morgan?
No.
Little boy? Oh, okay.
No, yeah. Josh Hartnett, 31 years old from Pearl Harbor and Black Hawk Down.
That's the best. Wow.
Yeah,
hey,
that's it.
He was in 30 Days of Night. Come on.
Okay,
he was okay. Mm-hmm. Lance Guest is 49, best known for being Michael Brody in Jaws the Revenge. This time, it's personal.
Uh-huh. John Lovett is 52 years old. The pathological liar's name.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, Morgan Fairchild. Yeah.
Taco Arcurse is 53. He had a one-hit wonder in 1982 when he covered Putting on the Ritz.
I remember that song.
Yes, you do. If you're blue, you don't know. Hey, look, my video's got neon canes and stuff.
Robin Williams, 58 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just think of how much better he'd look without all that cocaine.
Yeah.
Gary Trudeau, 61, created a Doonesbury. Got anything else there?
I've got Don Knotts.
It would have been 50. Would have been Don Knotts.
Yeah, it would have been 58. I'm sorry, 85 years old.
I was about to say, dude, Don Knotts was old.
He was old.
Yusuf Islam, also known as Cat Stevens, is 61 today. Mm-hmm. And Tony Scott, producer and director, is 65 years of age this fine, fine day. You know, sir, I know I got something that would make you happy.
What's that?
TV Pages. I know what you mean. Love that.
I love TV Pages.
Tonight, sir, on ABC, it's the Superstars. It's the Watercraft Race. One celebrity, one athlete. They're teaming up. They're fighting crime. Okay, they're not fighting crime.
That's Superstar Nights.
Yeah, there you go, Superstar Nights. good
thank
reference.
Thank you. Over there on CBS, we got Big Brother 11,
followed by
Medium, the NBC show that's now on CBS because NBC wants to kick off everything at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's right. That's right, because we're going to make room for Jay Leno.
Yeah, so.
Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, it's Stripes.
Yes.
Followed by Commando. Now, how's that for diametrically opposing views of the Army?
Exactly. Over there on NBC, we have two straight episodes of America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Family Channel, tonight on the new 10 Things I Hate About You, Kat needs a fake ID. Go, girl. Get you one.
Yeah, get yourself one. Yeah. Over there, Spike TV, three straight episodes of 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh.
So is that like 3,000 ways? Three episodes, possibly?
Possibly.
That's possible. There's a lot of ways to die.
Sci-Fi Channel on a new Warehouse 13. Pete and Micah investigate a town.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, look at that town. It looks creepy.
Yep.
Ah.
And before that is a new episode of Eureka as well.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, it's okay.
You know why? Because I was too busy looking at BBC America for day two of Children of Earth of Torchwood.
Yep. You get the episode one if you haven't already seen it.
I don't want to watch episode one.
And then you get episode two. Day one and day two.
Oh, Days. See, yeah. I was taking that a completely different way. So.
No.
FX channel tonight's got a new Rescue Me in which Tommy lands laundry duty. Watch an hour of a firefighter doing laundry.
That's
Yay.
So exciting. There you go.
CMT Country Music Television Show in the Country Music Television Awards 2009.
Why would you want to repeat a award show? Don't you know who already won?
One would have thought. From watching anything this fine evening, sir, it's going to be the Hallmark Channel because a recently widowed detective moves from Los Angeles to his family's Mustang farm to care for his grieving daughter. Tonight, Richard Thomas and Nancy McKeon star in Wild Hearts. John Boy and Joe. Huh, I like that. This should do with that. John Boy and Joe. Tonight on the John Boy and Joe Show. taking a peek at the good old GRD mailbag. In regards to ZZ Top on Monday Night Raw last night, WWE Chairman Vince McMahon is notoriously unhip and comically behind the times and has been using decades out-of-date celebrities to try to bring in ratings for years now. This also explains why you still see Austin Powers references from time to time on WWE programming. I guess Vince is now only getting to the stuff on his TiVo from the 1990s. That's from Captain Crunch.
Well, he had Seth Green on last week, I do believe.
Well, see, from Austin Powers. They're big Austin Powers guys. They have no idea about the robot chickens.
So, but they don't, apparently.
Yeah,
well, me.
Crazy. Dearest Billy Flynn and the Bruce, how did you know that this is how I get people to listen to the podcast? Although I stopped for fear of what the vicar calls, quote, the restraining order. Did you say a movie about Spock as a baby? Does it start by someone asking his human mother who the father is? And she says, look at this pointy ears. Who do you think the father is? I don't think I could marry a Vulcan. I like sex more than every 7 years. Hope that doesn't make me a pervert. Do Vulcans go through therapy because their parents, their parents aren't there for them emotionally? Until I see a movie worse than Father's Day, make mine GRD. Random musings from Corey. Corey just had thoughts all over the place.
He had a lot of time on his hands.
It was fun, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dear guys, I love the shows you guys do, but I have one thing to say, and that is, why are you bashing my two favorite shows? First, you bash SeaQuest.
Okay, Brandis, sorry.
And then you guys bash Voltron. What's up with that? I don't recall
us bashing Voltron. No.
I remember being a little surprised that they're finally moving forward with this movie they've been talking about for 2 or 3 years.
Well, they talk movies like that end up talking like, you know, 10 years. Like, okay, we want to do it. No, we can't. Oh, we want to do it. Yeah, somebody else. Somebody buys it. And
what does it take? It takes Transformers making more than the gross national product of several countries.
Yeah.
For them to finally step up with the Voltron. So until you guys stop hate bashing, make mine GRD. That's from Jonathan in Birmingham. Jonathan, I'm going to have to take umbrage with you there. While I might have made fun of DSV, I mean, after all, it has Jonathan Brandis in it.
Talking dolphin.
I don't recall. Oh, my God. You know, I'd kind of forgotten about the talking
dolphin. You blacked that out completely?
I believe I did, yes. Yeah. And how dare you get rid of Roy Scheider and replace him with
Michael
Ironside.
That, yeah.
Cool guy, but totally different.
Not same guy.
But Voltron, I mean, if I was going to make fun of Voltron, I would make fun of the fact that it's the same show every week. Oh, my goodness. Look, they've sent a new Robo-Beast. Let's go try to attack it. Let's go attack it with the lion separately.
Oh, it never
Let's
works.
Let's form Voltron. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, whip out the sword.
Form blazing sword. Split in half.
Yes.
How did they do that? Sir, they have a blazing sword.
They can't figure that one out by now.
No, they can't. No, the first season of Voltron was kind of... there was a storyline going along there. Yeah. There was some interesting stuff.
Yeah, with the one Russian kid who ended up getting hurt, so the princess takes over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know what, 6 months later, they find out where he's been being held captive this whole time. Oh, drama, pathos.
Mm-hmm.
Now they complete vehicular Voltron. Absolute crap.
I saw one episode,
absolute
maybe.
Crap. I remember thinking back in the day that, you take out one tire on one car?
Yeah, you're done.
You can't form Voltron. You're done, pal.
Wait, the AAA for that.
So if you think that we're bashing on some things, please call us out. And the best way to do that is to tell us about it by sending us an email to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinsters, all located at geekradiodaily.com. Tuesday, of course, is new DVDs and a peek at your geekified news coming up this Tuesday, July 21st edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Spanning the globe for the latest in news and happenings, welcome to the world of tomorrow, today. Dateline, April 6th, 1943.
The bank is on fire!
The bank is on fire!
It seems that Dr. Zhu's minions have struck again. This time, their target was the First Bank of Sapphire, disrupting this once perfect day in the city of tomorrow today. But out of nowhere, our great city's defender of justice appears.
Hey, who's there?
Hey, is there somebody up on the rooftop? Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, it can be.
Rick, get the boss.
Dr. Zhu's men do not seem to be prepared for the presence of Sapphire City's ever-vigilant guardian, Mr. Adventure, while they made the early morning withdrawal. What is this? Mr. Adventure is about to make quick work of Dr. Zhu's men once again. Oh, no. Are we about to witness the demise of one of Sapphire City's youngest?
Hey, help me, guys. Shoot over here.
Those brutes are breaking the foundation of that statue by that child. Surely that child will be crushed.
Do you want to find out what happens next? Tune in to the amazing Pulp Adventures radio show at pulpadventures.net to see if Mr. Adventure is able to save that young boy and Sapphire City, the city of tomorrow, today. The amazing Pulp Adventures radio show. Old time radio, new time tech.
Hi, this is Marina Baccarin, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Yes, indeed you are. Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, July 21st, 2009. All the geek, you know, Marina Baccarin, it's fine.
She's fine. Sounds lovely.
She's lovely. Just fantastic.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you do.
Yeah,
I know you do.
I know you do, too.
And I know today I'm buying Watchmen.
There you go.
Director's cut of Watchmen.
Director's cut.
There's probably an Ultimate Edition coming out this Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
But Best Buy at least has the packaging where I can buy Rorschach.
I can buy the Rorschach mask version.
I don't have Blu-ray, so.
Yeah, neither do I.
Coraline in 3D is out today.
Mm-hmm. You get four pairs of 3D glasses with that. And if you're like me, you have five people in your house. Which means I have an excuse not to watch it.
Oh, it's a fun time, though.
Yeah, well, I'll watch it.
I enjoy
another
it.
Time.
Good for you.
Yeah. Let's see. You got Psych, the complete third season.
I like Psych.
Psych's a fun show. It's a fun show. It really is.
Robot Chicken Star Wars Episode 2, Pushing Daisies Season 2, so you can get the complete mm-hmm. collection there. Stargate SG-1 Children of the Gods is out today.
What's that on my list?
I don't know. Clint Howard's in Super Capers, which has would-be superheroes with no powers whatsoever trying to stop people.
I don't love my list either.
Really? What about the great Buck Howard with the law school dropout, being a personal assistant to a not-that-good magician?
I got that.
I've heard good things about that as well.
Okay. Hotel, the first season, for those of you who are clamoring for that one.
I know, I've been demanding it.
And for those of you who really have no life, John and Kate Plus 8, Season 4, Volume 2.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm buying anything this fine day, sir, it's going to be the story of a boy on his 11th birthday who wanders into a pawn shop and finds a magic wand. Now he's got powers he never dreamed of and has to face mythical creatures, haunted caves, and a school where he makes friends and must overcome evil. Today, sir, Roddy Piper and Dalton Muggeridge star in The Mystical Adventures of Billy Owens.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
And that's not a ripoff of anything.
Yeah, right.
Geek News! Roddy Piper?
Yeah, that's what I was like, huh?
Taking a look at the world through a geeky pair of eyes. How you like that?
Yeah, good one.
So, sir, apparently we're getting more Discworld. We are. We're getting Going Postal. Going Postal, the next adaptation of Terry Pratchett's fantastic Discworld universe, will premiere on Sky One Easter of 2010 as another two-part, four-hour miniseries epic. Yay. More Discworld. I'm flipping happy.
I'm glad you are. I have no idea what it is.
Discworld?
Yeah.
Hogfather.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Color of Magic.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Going Postal.
According to IO9, yesterday, an amateur astronomer noticed a large black spot that appeared near Jupiter's southern pole.
That's my soul up there.
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
Okay.
Large black spot. All right. The first pictures of the phenomenon are prompting many to speculate that a passing comet or asteroid struck the gas giant. Anthony Wesley reported that he noticed the spot while observing Jupiter yesterday from his home observatory in New South Wales, Australia. Let's see. My screen just went blank. Stop doing that.
You really do.
Yeah. Let's see. He observed the planet 2 days earlier, but he had not seen the black spot then. He speculated that it might be an asteroid strike or a comet. Bill Platt from badastrology.com, the blog, and the book Death from the Skies said, hey, watch out. It might just be a mere weather event, but now he checks. It's like, okay, well, it might be an actual impact.
It's a weather balloon. So something else that had fallen off the radar, we're having a lot of that this week, the HBO TV adaptation of Game of Thrones. apparently, out of nowhere, Sean Bean has been cast. So there you go. It's moving forward.
Yeah.
George R.R. Martin's Game of Thrones is moving forward.
Wow. That's
very slowly.
Yeah, they got under the radar
for the most part. Yeah.
All right. Rand Ravitch, the writer-director of The Astronaut's Wife and the creator of the NBC short-lived Zen detective series Life, has been hired by Warner Brothers and Leonardo DiCaprio to pen the big-screen version of the Twilight Zone movie.
Submitted for your approval.
Yes. DiCaprio has in mind that he won't deal with multiple storylines like the movie that he was directed a quarter century ago by Steve Spielberg, George Miller, John Landis, John Dante. He would either just take one episode and make it into one full-length movie, or two episodes and turn to two-length movies.
Ooh.
I'm still waiting for Dan Aykroyd to ask me if I want to see something cool.
Nice. Some Kindle users woke up to found that they had some books missing. It turns out Amazon removed books from their Kindle that they had purchased. The overall reason for this is because the people that had published the books actually didn't have the copyrights and couldn't technically legally do this.
So
Amazon pulled it. But think about it. It opens up an interesting concept in the thought of censorship in the digital ebook revolution where you can wake up and your stuff's gone. Now, Amazon has said in the future they're never going to do this again. If something similar to this happens, people won't just wake up and find stuff missing. There will be a workaround. I just found it incredibly interesting that the books in question were Animal Farm and 1984. And you know George Orwell is thrilled about that. Geek Radio Daily, drop by iTunes, subscribe while you're there, write us a review, that'll be fantastic. Hey, did you pick up GRD's Weekly number 55, in which we spend an evening with the lovely Pip Valentine?
Oh, it's a lovely evening. It's a lovely evening.
GRD licensed under Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Please send us an email, Jonathan, because, we just kicked Jonathan Brandis' ass. A podcast, Billy Flynn, Victor, the Bruce, and Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.